All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Corey says they're good for what the streamer wants them to be for. So yes, here they are good for nothing because Eric doesn't do anything with them. Yeah, I would hate that if somebody said, oh yeah, here's your points, so fucking do a little dance. Do the fucking Macarena. I'd be like, fuck you. Kenny says it interrupts what you're doing or saying. Yeah, I have enough interruptions here. I would hate that. Having to put up with the all the fucking warring between Kenny and Corey. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with that shit. That's bad enough as it is. Jeremy says, imagine all of the super hilarious people in here with access to a drop machine. Corey agrees. Yeah, this style of show, no, they don't make that much sense. Yeah, fuck it. To me, Twitch is just an avenue to watch and listen to the show. That's it. Nothing more. I give you all you need. You should put, she wrote, you should, Molly wrote, you should put TTS on and have it read every message, LMAO. I don't know what that means. How do you do that? I know how to hit start stream. That's all I know how to do. I gotta quit this. This is stupid. I do want to say that the audience that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to send you on your way. Thank you so much. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X is brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Thank you so much to them. It is a Wednesday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Speaking of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, you are reminded that if you have an issue with your car and you need it to be repaired, your car, your EV, or your hybrid, this is who you take it to. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They are the best. Call 616-532-6600. 616-532-6600. Website, irvines.com. ervines.com. Thank you so much. They can make your life easier when it comes to everything related to your vehicle. Thank you. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling reminds you that you can get your furnace tuned up. I had to turn mine on today. It was so chilly. And get a free diagnostic check valued at $145 for all of that. You get it for free because DTE Energy has teamed up with Joe Martinez and said, look, go ahead and do this and we will cover the cost. So this is 100% free. The only catch is you can't have done this for free in the last 2 years. Otherwise, good to go. Schedule at 616-516-8579, 616-516-8579. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. This is who you reach out to when it comes to taking care of all of these services. Tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. Based right here in West Michigan, a fantastic local business featuring three certified arborists. So you don't just have Chuck in a truck showing up and cutting it down and throwing it in the chipper and peeling out, leaving a giant oil stain on your freaking driveway. These are skilled professionals that want to make sure that everything that you are signing up for gets taken care of in quick order, efficiently and effectively. More information at Kuiper That's K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Thank you. Chris writes, did you play more sports songs on the radio this morning? I didn't get to listen. This is stemming from yesterday's Patreon show, and I think it's worth mentioning. A lot of the times when I play music on Q100, they're songs that I've never heard of. Most of the time, I know the artists, but they like to go deep on the playlist. So you'll get, you know, song number 5 of the of a smash record by whatever, Eric Clapton from 1976. So it, you know, deep cuts. So I see one from Dropkick Murphys. And I go, all right, well, I know Shipping Up to Boston. I haven't heard of this song. So I you know, it plays automatically. It's on the it's in the library. It's been scheduled. Now, I do have the luxury of playing songs that I want. Very rarely do I take a look at the library songs, though, and go, ah, I'm not playing that. Because they built the radio station on that core. And then if I add to that core, great. But if I don't, I can always just let those songs play. The problem with this song, though, it started out fine. It was a song about hockey. So they're saying, hey, drop the puck. Hey, score a goal. Hey, you know, whatever. Dropkick Murphys, their brand of fucking rowdy Irish rock. And then they start talking about win one black and gold. Let's go Bruins. It's a fucking Boston Bruins fight song. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you? If this was a New England radio station, yeah. Why the fuck would you play a the Boston Bruins fight song, you dumbass? So I reached out to JC. I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Oh, yeah, you got the... You don't have to play those. And I go, JC, there's no way I would even know that that was the Boston Bruins song until it played. Don't put this on me. Why is it in there in the first place? Ugh. So, yesterday the Tigers won. And I texted him. I go, hey, the Tigers won. You want me to play the theme to the movie Brian's song? How about the Notre Dame fight song? For no apparent reason. Tyler says you should play that Colts theme song we listened to a few weeks ago. Oh, my God, yes. So dumb. I did reference that on the air today. Bob says, did you play the Scott Stapp song? That was a great idea yesterday and fun to talk about it, but I vetoed it today because I didn't want to... I'd have to explain it all again to the audience, and I didn't want to take that much time to do that. I don't have a lot of time to speak. You know, I'm basically talking for maybe 5 minutes during an entire show. So I don't really have the luxury to like break it down, put a fine point on something like I can here. Yeah, the line in that song, let's play baseball today, get double play. That song is so stupid. Got to hear it. I know I started to play it the other day, but I didn't play the whole thing. Scott Stapp, Marlins. It's only a 1 minute and 48 second song. Marlins Will Soar is the name of the song. That's starting with a stupid commercial. Of course. But I'm not really bitching about it because the commercials keep it free for me. Only a twat would sit there and bitch about the commercials.
Let's play ball, it's game day.
Let's play ball, it's game day.
One strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Take the field, hear the roar of the crowd.
Says, come on, Marlins, make us proud. You know, I think I need to go back on what I went back on and commit to playing that on Q100. So, you know, the other day, JC made me play the Boston Bruins fight song for no particular reason. It's in the library of Q100, and I busted his balls hard. So in the spirit of that, since he made up excuses as to why it was my fault, I am going to play the Florida Marlins fight song as performed by Scott Stapp from Creed. And that'll be part of the Thursday edition. I can talk about it all morning long and then play it at some point during the show. And then Friday, double or triple down and go with the guy who's the Asperger-y kid who plays the Colts fight song. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. Whether win or lose, we love you. Corey says, oh, shit, it really is the lead singer of Creed. I missed that part. Yeah. Corey, though, wrote, oh, shit, it really is the lead singer of Creed. I missed them part. That is a voice-to-text fail, which means Corey earns a timeout. What about Young Enough? From American Idol. I remember that. Young Enough American Idol. It was some old guy who got married to like some young guy, some young chick. She was like 20. Yeah, I don't know if I can find it. It's one of those goofy ones that no one liked. Was it American Idol or America's Got Talent? Yes, it was. Right. Yeah, it was America's Got Talent.
Young enough. I'm young enough to know a good thing when I see one girl. I'm young enough to know I wanna be with you tonight. I wanna be with you tonight. Young enough to wanna make me squeeze your body.
He's like 50 and she's like, I think she was 11.
Oh, she's young enough for me. She's gonna make me
Anthony Penso, America's Got Talent. He got booed off the stage. Okay, struggling. That was fun while I was. All right, I can do that. I feel like I'm doing a Friday show. Tyler says, she's young enough for me, made me want to puke just now. Ooh, young enough. She's young enough to know a good... I'm young enough. She's old enough.
Young enough.
I keep stopping it.
Don't want to make me squeeze your body. Side.
Bob writes, let me squeeze your body with green face emojis. See what you did, Chris? Hey, by the way, are we doing soccer next year? What's going on with the with Michigan Rangers? Soccer story for you from yesterday. I'm glad that just happened because it reminded me. Stevie says, what was that bad rapper that was talking about basketball? He's a kook or something like that. Yeah. I forgot his name. We played his song, basketball song. He was like some Nigerian rapper. If anybody remembers who sang that, I can play that too. Yesterday, after I wiped out at the table, on the table at the basketball team, Diana says, hey, she wanted me to meet her for a soccer game. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's my grandson. He's got a soccer game. And so she says, okay, it starts at 4. It goes till 4:30. And I go, perfect. Well, I'm going to miss the beginning of it, but no big deal. I'm on my way. And she says, I said, where is it? What's the address? And she said, it's at the high school. I go, oh, you mean the high school that you work at? She says, yes. Now, I'm thinking this is my grandson's game. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. We've not had a game there. Typically, they're over like on the other side of town. And she says, no, they're all here. I go, well, that's ridiculous because I've been to other ones that haven't been there, but she doesn't respond. So I park the car and I'm walking up and I'm walking onto the high school soccer field. And I go, that's an awful big field for the kids to use. And she says, well, they're only using a small portion of it. I go, okay, that makes sense. Maybe they're playing like crosswise or something. I don't know. And then as I'm approaching, all these kids are huge. They are big kids. And I'm like, Jesus, fuck. Grayson's going to get his ass kicked. His team is full of little buddies. These are, 10 and 11-year-olds. These are all gigantic children. What is going on here? And then I call her. I go, hey, where are you? I can't even see you because there's so many gigantic kids here. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, well, I don't see. I go, wave. And she starts waving. I see her, and she's walking towards me, and she's wearing the same jerseys, T-shirts, as the kids playing. And I go, and then it hits me. I go, oh, fucking shit. This has nothing to do with my grandson. This is one of those unified games. You know, she works in the special education department with those other overpaid teachers. And they're doing the game where the kids in that classroom, they play other kids from other classrooms at other schools. So, like, if Jenison is taking on another school in soccer, like the varsity team, the unified kids come as well, and they play. They play a soccer game. So then I'm like, oh, fuck. I thought I totally fucked this up. I thought I was... This explains everything. And she goes, you're an idiot. I go, she goes, I said it was my kids. I go, I know, but I just heard soccer and kids. I didn't realize it was your kids from the school. You know? So that happened. So I sat, watched the game, decided right then and there I was going to troll all teachers the next day. And here I am. Kenny writes, hey, mate, I went to a middle school football game last night. It looked like my daughter's middle school football team was made up of elementary kids going up against high school kids. It was a brutal, brutal slaughter. 52-13 with 8-minute quarters. Well, they got 13 points, though. I mean, that's something, I guess. You ever watch mascots versus little kids football? Oh, my God. Fantastic. You get, like, the mascots running around with, like, you know, you might have the fucking stovetop or the Arby's oven mitt or the Kansas City Chiefs mascot running with the ball, just stiff-arming kids, just hammering them. The Philly fanatic runs over some brat. And the kids can't be hurt because they're wearing all the gear. Oh, I love that. Chris says the Colts mascot is ruthless. He is, and there's more than one of them. Some of them are like the inflatable variety. Some of those mascots are incredible athletes. I love mascot football. Side note for those folks who are local to West Michigan. I went and saw Nick in the arena yesterday, right before I went to the Grand Rapids Gold office and made an ass of myself falling over the glass table. I noticed that they were doing some hard work there. So we had like this old 1980s or 1990s center hung scoreboard. And they got rid of it, finally. And it is way outdated. You couldn't even get parts for it. They went and spent a lot of money on a new center-hung scoreboard. And when I was walking into the arena, it was lowered to the ground. And Nick was there with his arms crossed, just staring at the people building it. So now, Nick, this is essentially like shovel leaner shit. He's watching this crew assemble it. And they're, it's like this four-sided, amazing thing. And there's all these little panels that they have to put on there individually. And you wouldn't believe the amount of wiring that goes into this fucking thing. Looks incredible. It's going to be awesome. And he's there basically supervising it. I walk in. I go, hey, what's up? How's it going? He goes, yeah. I go, so who's doing this? He goes, well, that electric company was contracted. And then this guy is from the company that made the fucking thing. I go, that is so sweet. I cannot wait. So it's October 2nd. They have 9 days. There's no ice made yet. I don't think there was any ice made. I just walked right onto the concrete. They have to make the ice and finish building the scoreboard. And the clock is ticking. Holy shit. I feel better today than I have in a long time. I've been taking it easy. In order to get this pinched nerve repaired, I'm not going back to the physical therapist. I'm not going to a chiropractor. I am doing nothing. My online doctor, aka Google, said pinched nerve goes away when you leave it alone. Don't do anything. Rest. So I'm going to rest. And then the knee, the arthritis, been acting up. Rest. My tooth is feeling better. Thank God. David in Hudsonville said, we told you the PT couldn't fix it. Hey everybody, it's your pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. And Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. They mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code ERICZANE, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. You may not have heard this portion of the show, David, but it did fix it. It was either the PT or the time, or a combination of both. I don't know, but I finished that and I felt better. The problem is, I then cracked my neck hard and went, uh-oh. And it went back to the way it was. So now I have stopped cracking my neck, which breaks my heart, frankly, because I love to crack my neck. Easy, a.k.a. Sir Cracks-a-Lot, is no more. I cannot do that. And even though that is a big habit of mine, I have, knowing how much this hurts, I'm not doing it. Fuck that. I'm too old. I'm kind of like a fucking beat-up Mr. Potato. They're fucking fucked up another joke. Goddamn. All right. David says, neck cracking is terrible for you. I've heard that. Corey, who's back, says chiropractors will make it worse. Let's not start that again. All right. By the way, thanks to Ben Glaze, he has hooked me up now. He has sent me 4 full months of zip files of lost Zane recordings from WBBL. He's sending me all of the final year that I'm in the process of starting to post. January of 2018. Today, I posted 2 months of lost Zane recordings. So I am good until December. So you won't have to worry about saying, EZ, where's the lost Zane recordings? I am up to December 6th. I think that's a smart move. I should work on getting them all done and then don't have to worry about it anymore. That's smart. Don't they say work smarter, not harder? Come on now. Today at 2 p.m., who are these broadcasters with your old pal EZ and Christian Blatt? If you want to watch the show, me, Christian, similar to this, except it's me and another person, reviewing clips from various broadcast moments. We're focusing on the debate last night, the vice presidential debate, which, by all accounts, it was quite civil between the two, Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, who is stupid. There was one moment that I have to feature, though, right now for you. This is from the debate. It appears that there was a discussion about Springfield, Ohio, Haitian migrants. J.D. Vance said something, and the moderators had a clarification. Pay attention to how J.D. Vance responded to the moderators clarifying something that was said that was, in fact, a falsehood. Here you go.
Thank you, Governor. And just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status.
Okay. So her saying that was enough to piss Vance off.
Status. Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're
going
to turn out of the economy. Debate, thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that the you economy, guys weren't going to fact check. And
okay. They were all talking. Vance says, well, wait a minute, because he had made a comment about illegals in Springfield. And they go, yeah, there's a ton of Haitians that are legal there, not illegal. No. The rules were you weren't going to fact check. Okay. Now, first of all, if you say, wait a minute, the rules were you're not going to fact check, aren't you essentially saying you said you were going to let me lie? That's what's happening. All right. I'll give you that. You're right. We did say no fact checking. But you, in fact, are busting us for fact checking. Do you know how that makes you look? This is why J.D. Vance is one of the more stupid people in the history of politics. Rather than just letting it go, he's saying, wait a minute, you said I could lie.
Large number of Haitian migrants who have legal.
And keep an eye on Chick in the Pink here. She's trying to keep it going when Vance shows his ass.
Legal status. Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're going to turn out of the economy.
Debate,
thank you,
Margaret. The rules were that
the
you
economy,
guys weren't going to fact check. And
thank
you. Oh no, the rules were you were going to let me lie. That is great. You see, he's so stupid. He's so dumb. He'd rather say that and admit, hey, you said you weren't going to fact check. He'd rather. Hang on. He'd rather do that than just sit there and let them. I mean, that moment is gone if he doesn't say anything. If he doesn't say a word, no one recognizes that moment. But instead, he said, the rules were you weren't going to. Check the facts. He's admitting to lying. My God, is that awesome? Holy fuck. David says, is Vance the new Quail? Megan says, whoa. I'm supposed to be able to lie here. Corey says, Vance doesn't want to be fact checked. Agent D2 says rules they agreed to was no fact-checking. Correct. And their legal status is actually the lie. Shrug. I don't get the second part of that. Play bald fuckface lying about being at Tiananmen Square. I think Cole is referring to Governor Walz, Tim Walz, as a bald fuckface who's lying about being at Tiananmen Square. We'll come back to that. Wolverine Bronco says neither Trump or Vance wanted to be fact-checked. What does that tell you? Exactly. Kenny says, isn't that twice now that he's admitted to lying? Cole says, this debate is for the most useless job in the country that anyone can do. See Kamala. Well, but she's going to be the president. You can say what you want, but she's going to be it's about time we had a woman lead the country. Holy shit. Fuck, I wanted Hillary to win. Neither Trump or Vance wanted to be fact-checked. That's what I already read that one. I think that the whole Tiananmen Square thing. Yeah, if that came up, then they should absolutely fact-check it. I think that a lot of the times when I'm talking politics on here, people like Cole, he's prone to go, but what about, it's like, yeah, okay, great. But let's focus on this. Let's focus on what's in front of us right now. Okay. You realize he just said, you just told me you wouldn't fact check me. You know how bad that looks? My point is, he's so stupid to bring that back up. He'd be smarter. He'd suit himself better if he just kept his mouth shut. But he can't. And I would say that the vice president is a very important job. Jeremy points out this. Trump is 78. There's a very good chance that Vance takes over for Trump. It'd be nice to have someone who actually tries to tell the truth. Now, I can't say for sure that Kamala Harris tells the truth. I have no idea. David in Hudsonville says, what will you do, EZ, if Trump pulls it off? Shrug. Talk about Trump on the podcast. Have a good time. Look, again, I've said this many times before. There is nothing that any one person, one president can do to upset my own apple cart. If anybody is running the country, I just adjust accordingly. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I don't get too caught up in these things. You know, if a Democrat loses, I don't give a fuck. If a Republican loses, I don't give a fuck. I know who I'm voting for. Trump is only a few Big Macs away from a heart attack. I don't know about that. I think Trump's actually in excellent health. You can say what you want about Trump. But he's sharp as shit. He's very witty and he knows how to speak. He can say anything and make anybody believe it. So I don't know how poorly his health is at all. He seems to be, looks good. He looks healthy. Kenny says, we'll be fine either way. Don't worry so much about lying, corrupt politicians. Kenny says they're all terrible in their own ways. Yeah, but Trump's a lot more terrible in my opinion. Tyler says, don't be like one of those fucks that acts like the world is ending if your person doesn't win. Kenny redeemed a comment. Question. When you redeem, is that like something that if I don't read it, do I get in trouble? Molly redeemed a message. As you know, Trump has done many wonderful things. I think she's being sarcastic. She's writing like Trump. So is Kenny. So many wonderful things, Molly. The most wonderful, probably, if you think about it. All right. Meanwhile, as I've indicated many times around here,
Vance is headed to Michigan for its first.
West Michigan is specifically the epicenter of the political world. How West Michigan goes, the state of Michigan goes. How the state of Michigan goes,
Vance is headed to Michigan for its first post-debate appearance.
And I don't know why this keeps starting, even though I haven't clicked it. Debate happened yesterday. J.D. Vance in West Michigan today.
Vance is headed to Michigan for its first post-debate appearance. David Horak is live at Berlin Raceway, where Vance will hold a rally today. He's got more on how local lawmakers are responding to the debate. David.
Good morning, George. Yeah, Vance will speak here at about 5:30 this evening after having a morning stop in Auburn Hills. Now, for that debate last night against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, there has been plenty of reaction from different lawmakers representing Michigan. We first begin with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and she said,
"Look at that picture of her. Oh, God, she's such a babe. I would be such a disappointment to her."
X, quote, "Michigan remembers what happened under Donald Trump. Hundreds of thousands of jobs were lost across all industries, including manufacturing. The Biden-Harrison
I don't even care about that part of it.
Administration was critical to bringing jobs back to Michigan. Good for Tim Walz for standing up for American workers."
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. I care about him deporting all of those great Mexicans. That's like my big concern. If he deports those Mexicans, I don't have those two dudes making sushi for me last night with smiles on their faces. We even gave them a $10 tip in addition to the 20% on the bill. Fuck that shit. When I hear the biggest deportation ever, I'm like, oh, no, no, please, no. Yeah, but EZ, what about the drugs coming into the country and the murderers and rapists? I'm like, good. All right, yeah, you'll get a couple rapists and maybe a murderer or two and plenty of drugs. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting raped, nor am I doing any drugs. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I want sushi.
End quote. On the other side of the aisle, Republican Congressman Bill Heisinger from Zealand said, quote, J.D. Vance demonstrated his understanding of the biggest challenges Americans are facing after 3.5 years of the Biden-Harris administration. Senator Vance delivered a masterclass on common sense and why voters should cast their ballots for Republicans on November 5th, end quote.
Yeah, I'm not voting for that guy either.
And then Democratic Congresswoman Hillary Scolton from
I love her.
Grand Rapids weighed in by saying, quote, "If you want to know how J.D. Vance and Donald Trump would treat women, watch J.D. Vance's disrespect for the moderators during this debate."
There you go. You don't want to piss off the chicks. That's a thing, man.
Now, doors will.
Democrats are the party of women, okay? Women's rights, you know, their ability to do what they want with their body, all that shit. And if you support that, you're going to get a lot of brownie points from chicks. And I'm all about making, I would love, okay, if I had my choice to make 10 dudes happy or one woman, I'd choose the one woman every time. Because guys are dumb as fuck. I am on Team Pink, okay? I am all about Team Pink at this point in time.
Open here at 3:30 this afternoon for those wanting to see Vance back on the campaign trail. But you do need to register on the campaign's website for you to do so.
Like all these women, these gross Republican women, they're ugly, okay? These are toothless crack whore women is what they are.
Now, we're live in Martin, David Horak, News 8.
All right, David, thank you. The candidates at the top of the ticket will both travel to Michigan later today. Former President Trump will hold a rally at Saginaw State University tomorrow. You must register in advance to attend. And Vice President Harris will
bring
be in
your
Detroit
C4
and Flint on Friday. Her campaign has not released details.
Oh my God, look at that. Harris and Whitmer hugging. That's a Freudian slip.
About the time or location.
Megan.
Of either event, but you can register online now.
All right, there's Oprah.
To attend her rally.
I love her too, Oprah. Oprah's a babe,
it's
by
Watson's
the way.
It's Watson's new butler ride.
Oprah, I've talked about this before. She is so cute now. Holy shit. Megan says, I'd hug her. Hillary Scolton is so kind. Met her in D.C. when working on Right to Repair. A normal, lovely woman. Oh, yeah, I believe that. Kenny is insulting the governor of Michigan by saying it's Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know if you're insulting the governor of Michigan or you're giving Caitlyn Jenner a compliment. Corey says Republicans want a monopoly on rape. Matt says this election is like voting for the best shit throwing. I don't know if you want to refer to this as the best shit throwing monkey at the zoo. That sounds like nonsense to me. And I think Harris is all right. I think she's going to be good. She's going to be an excellent president. I am so excited about the prospect of, because with her running the country, that's just going to piss off that guy who races by me in the diesel truck. Oh, what a trolling time this will be. 4 years of just watching these people come unglued. Molly says, easy. I know your plan on going to the Trump rally. I know you plan on going to the Trump rally. Are you wearing your red, white, and blue and all of your MAGA shit? Oh, God. Maybe wave a flag with like a blue line in it. Blue line, red line, fuck your lines. Give me my flag back, you assholes. All right, so Christian Blatt and I will be reviewing the debate, and what a debate it was.
With electric vehicle sales going slow.
Sorry, what my problem is. Okay. Thank you, as always, to these great sponsors. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event today. Get your friends together. Get your bros, bachelor party, maybe the dad squad with the neighborhood kids. Workplace team building with TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. So much fun. I remember the glory days when we used to have events there. What is going on, Rick? For God's sake. tcpaintballgr.com. When it comes to health insurance, look no further than Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank will put you on the right track to getting your healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. Reach out, buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank can do it all for you. You don't have to do it. Don't waste your time, energy, and run the risk of filling something out inappropriately. Literally, you could reach out to Frank, and at the end of the 15-minute phone call, you could be insured. Buyinsurancehere.com is where you go to sign up and schedule your appointment. And as always, just remember, Frank Fuss costs nothing for his services. He is paid by insurance companies. King's Room Barbershop, celebrating 50 years of haircuts for a king at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and Wyoming, Michigan. Go to their website, kingsroom.net, for more information. A haircut will set you guys back $19 plus tip. Please tip generously. They are the best. And so if you're a guy, you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, or a girl who likes short hair. If you cut hair for a living, think about King's Room Barbershop. They are taking applications. You can get a job working for Andy and Colleen at King's Room Barbershop. I'm bringing you my hair. And if you want to get a mortgage, I keep looking over my shoulder because there's a stink bug. They come out this time of year. King's Room Barbershop. I already talked about them. Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. With the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage from anywhere in the U.S., you can reach out to Mario and get started on your mortgage today. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. The asshole of the day yesterday was our pal Mason Blue, who hijacked the show with his big Pete Rose death announcement. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Today's asshole of the day, being that we mentioned the old debate, is again J.D. Vance. This fucking idiot, I cannot stand this guy. What the fuck? You said you wouldn't fact check. What an idiot. You are the asshole of the day. Congratulations. You have won this award before. Jeremy says asshole of the day. Assholes of the day, Kenny and Corey, for hijacking the chat again. I appreciate the nomination, but no. Cole continues the troll with overpaid teachers, a.k.a. all teachers, getting the asshole of the day nomination. Kenny says, I'm thinking about calling Mario anywhere in the U.S., right? That's right, Kenny. If you want, I'll break the ice for you and introduce you myself because I know that you need to get and do a mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. You know the deal. As always, you guys have been an outstanding audience. You make me very happy by supporting the show. Check me out on Patreon a little later on today. Do the Patreon after these broadcasts. So that'll be a PM Prime version of the Patreon.